We're joined by Benj Rowland and Josh Fewings at Summerfolk. Day two. They're looking very bright, considering apparently they're only on 4 hours sleep. They are the May Hemingways from Peterborough. A fabulous band. I'm going to be completely honest at this point to say I didn't realize how good they were when I first heard about them, because I got a copy of their CD, and whenever you do radio, you get loads of CDs coming in, and it's like, I didn't pick it up straight away, and I should have done, because it's become a firm favorite. The good news is that they are just as good live, if not amazing, and it's great to be able to talk to them at Summerfolk. I'm going to get you guys to introduce yourselves a little bit more, and let's talk about what you play, because there's just two of you in the band, but you have a great sound. So, Benj, why don't you start us off and talk a little bit about the May Hemingways and your role, and then let's bring Josh into the conversation.
Okay. Yeah, my name's Benj Rowland, and I play a bunch of stuff. I play synth bass with my feet. It's like an octave keyboard that you play with your feet. Like the thing you'd find on the old electric organs that are stashed in people's houses. So I play that. It's a synth bass, and then I play accordion, banjo, and guitar, and sing. And that's what my part in the May Hemingways is. And I'll pass it over to Josh.
He pretty much does everything except the drums, which is what I do. I'm Josh Fewings. Yeah, I play drums and do backup vocals, and that's pretty much it. I hit stuff. It's all limbs on deck. All eight limbs are working when we're playing.
So tell us a little bit about how you got together.
Benj and I have known each other since we were 12, but we started playing music together in 2009. I had moved back from Thunder Bay. I did my undergrad up there, and him and another guy that we know were playing in a band, and they were looking for, you know, maybe some drums to kind of change up their sound a bit. So I started playing with them, and Benj and I have been doing May Hemingways for maybe 5 years, I think, as a two-piece. Just we like the sound, and it's economical.
Now, basically, the recorded work, you have like an EP and the first full length, which was Hunter Street Blues. Is that right?
Yeah, that's what we have out right now.
As I mentioned before, really getting lots of buzz. I mean, Hunter Street Blues. The unique thing is that you have lots of tradition elements that you weave into your music, but you really tend to like to take your songs to other places. Often, like, you'll start with maybe a traditional tune and then, you know, weave into something that you've wrote yourselves.
Yeah, that was happening a lot on Hunter Street Blues. There's a lot of sort of folk process, I guess you'd say. There's some taking some fiddle melodies and messing with them and writing words to them, like Jenny Ran Away in the Mud in the Night. That's Jenny Ran Away is the title of a fiddle tune. So those were words written sort of to a fiddle tune. And then Hunter Street Blues is actually sort of messing with the Deep Ellum blues and making it about the city that we live in, which is Peterborough.
Is that your typical style? Is that, you know, when you said that's Hunter Street Blues, is that, I know you're working on a new album just now. Is that going to be similar to the Hunter Street Blues?
Yeah,
a little different.
Really eclectic sound, actually, with all the different instruments. And kind of that's also part of, I think, our thing. Like, Benj just likes playing those instruments, and it gives a different sound to a lot of tunes. So I think it's sort of part of it's just sort of the way it is with the instrument, and the instrumentation kind of lends itself to being eclectic. So I think it's hard to pinpoint exactly. Like, I don't think that the song Hunter Street Blues like typifies what we sound like.
It typifies like a state, like a period of writing.
Okay.
I think so. I'm not in that same thinking about that same stuff for this record, so it's different. You know, it's going to be different. There's not as much traditional elements, I'd say, but I wouldn't say it sounds different. I think it sounds similar, but it's not like, it's drawing more from original melodies and concepts instead of from traditional ones, I would say, for the new one.
And you both write? Or?
No, Benj writes all the songs. I just write the drum parts.
You just write the drum parts for the
basically, most of the time. Yeah.
You know, one of the things I love about you, and you that really comes through live, is not just youth fact, you play well together, you play an awful lot, but you fit in with other people really, really well. You were on tour with Joel and Bill Plaskett in support of their wonderful collaboratory album. That's Joel Plaskett playing with his dad, Bill. Solidarity. Fabulous, fabulous album.
Yeah, it's a great record.
You guys looked as though you were fitting so well when you were playing with Joel. I know Joel's a pretty affable guy, great to be around. Tell us a little bit about the experience of being out on the road with him.
It was great. It was a great... We were in, you know, different, much bigger venues than we're usually in. So everything was pretty different and interesting and a great learning, like seeing the other, a higher echelon of performance was interesting.
It was nice too. Like his, I feel like his crowd is a really, generally like a really accepting kind of crowd too. And the fact that he had us opening and we were playing with him, when we did our set, it felt really, like we felt really supported by his crowd, which is nice. You know, they really liked us. And I think part of that's because they trust Joel and they like his stuff and what he does too. But it was really cool to have sort of the best seat in the house, like to hear his song. He's such a great songwriter, and they're really like really great guys. And it was neat to, he sort of had this idea when he, after he'd recorded that record, to he wanted something that wasn't the Emergency, his like usual rock band. He wanted a different thing, and he kind of had seen us a little bit and thought of us, which was really really great. So yeah, it was just an awesome experience all around.
Well, certainly, I think one of the things that comes through with Joel is the fact that he loves to encourage, you know, people's careers. Obviously, he's a great producer as well. You played at Summer Folk yesterday evening together. Are there plans for other shows that you'll do together?
We don't have, that was the last one we had actually planned. I could think we'll definitely play again together in some form or another. But that was sort of just the way the schedule was of sort of him booked for that record, I guess. And because we were here as well, it kind of lined up. But we'll definitely work together again, I think. There's a lot of friendship and chemistry, I think.
Any prospect of being in the studio together?
I would say so. I'd say there's a good chance. We recorded a couple songs.
Yeah.
Are they going to be on the new album, or will they be released separately?
I think they're sort of just... There's no plan. I think we just...
We just had some time, and so we did...
Yeah.
That's neat. So this new album, does it have a title yet?
Yeah, it's called Skip Land.
Okay, that's an interesting title. Why did you come up with that one?
It's it's referring to CB radio. We got a CB radio in the van, and so been listening to a lot of what's coming in over the airwaves on the Citizens Band.
Oh, wow, that must be so much fun when you're touring.
Yeah, and I discovered this thing where people... Due to some kind of weird atmospheric conditions, the signals travel really far, like from the States, or picking up people from the States that are calling out long distance. And those guys were calling it, they call it like skip talking or like skip land. I don't know. So it's kind of referring to that.
Will there be any CB radio chatter on this new album? And
I think back to
some of my favorite albums of the 70s and 80s used to have a little bit of radio in there.
I know. Yeah, there's a bit. Yeah, because that aesthetic, I would just really love the aesthetic. I just love driving around with the radio going like...
Yeah, and then you find something. Yeah.
Or just like, it's just like garbled talking. Yeah. It's just like... It's a cool, it's like a weird atmosphere to be in.
Well, it's funny you mentioned that, because Dexys Midnight Runners, I don't know if you, Kevin Rowland's band, on Searching for the Young Soul Rebels, fabulous, fabulous album from the later 70s, and Burn It Down, which is, I probably have to find time to play sometime, but it's, again, but it's a, it always starts with a little bit of, I mean, it's just on regular radio rather than CB
radio,
but it's that,
nice.
It's that idea of finding different channels and then suddenly getting into something.
Oh, that's cool.
And it's, you know, God's sake, Burn It Down. It's pretty classic.
Yeah.
It's been great to talk to you guys today. If people want to learn more about the May Hemingway's music, how can they do that?
We have a WordPress website right now. If you Google our name, you'll find our website, and we have a Facebook page and Twitter. It's mayhemingways.wordpress.com at this juncture.
And I'm sure that's going to change very soon.
I'm sure we'll get the official domain going soon.
Yeah.
Hopefully someone hasn't bought the domain.
They're too good to be in the Netherlands.
But if you Google it, it's the only thing that comes up. So, yeah.
It's been great to talk to you today. We only have one thing left to do, and that's to pick the next song. What are we going to play?
Of ours?
Absolutely of yours.
Okay. I don't know. Which one should we do?
Street Blues. Did you play that one much?
I can play whatever one you want.
Sure, yeah. Hunter Street Blues. That's the title track and stuff, so that makes sense.
Hunter Street Blues from the May Hemingways. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio at Summer Folk. And I'm Jan Hall.
It's thanks so much.
Great to be able to catch up with you guys today.
You too.
Thanks.
Midnight people, they're gonna give you the blues. Oh, sweet mama, your daddy's got them hunters to blues. Oh, sweet mama, your daddy's got them hunters to Jackson Creek. Well, you can take all your troubles and sink them in the deep. Oh, sweet mama, your daddy's got them hunters to blues. Song as my last act before.